following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Get your tickets now for Dierks Bentley, July 27th at the Buffalo County Fair.
That we all call home.
Tickets are going fast. Go to pickmytickets.com now and see Dierks Bentley, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships. Order a ticket to Rodney Atkins with Casey James on July 28th and receive a $10 discount. Opening for Dierks Bentley, Nashville star Morgan Frazier. Don't miss your chance to see Dierks Bentley live at the Buffalo County Fair.
The fun begin at Indian Head, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course. Play 9 or 18 holes on Indian Head's flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens. Book your tee time today by calling 308-381-GOLF.
So much here for everyone at Indian Head Golf Club.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Mom, we're gonna be late.
The kids are home for the summer, and now you add swimming lessons, basketball, t-ball, keeping yourself on schedule, and worrying about what's for dinner. Well, no worries. Call Valentino's. They can cook up a great family meal of lasagna or a large pizza the way the whole family likes it. So relax. They also deliver. So call Valentino's today and get it delivered to your door. And while you do, well, nothing for a while anyway. North 2nd Avenue, Valentino's in Kearney.
It's more great news from T&L Irrigation. If you own a T&L pivot irrigation system or are thinking about buying one, then you'll definitely want to be in the loop with T&L's latest product information and operating tips. You can sign up now for T&L's bi-monthly electronic newsletter by logging on to TLIRR.com/e-news. T&L Irrigation systems are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works for a lifetime.
Either Chestnut or Kobayashi showed up at the ESPN Radio Superstation Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. In the end, with 14 downed dogs, it was Billy Fletcher of Holdridge walking away with his head high and his stomach full.
I think today has pushed me to my limits, and I don't think I'm going to ever do that again.
So are you telling us right now that you will not be back to defend your crown next year?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Oh, okay.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where champions are crowned sometimes. Sometimes one dog at a time.
For this afternoon, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine. Do have a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm with a high temperature of 94. Then for tonight, we'll reach a low near 64 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 86.
And welcome back to Chicago and the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we've been talking a little Michigan State here. Doug Duda, Mike Will, and the quarterback for Michigan State. He graduated. We got rid of him. They're going to be asking you about Kirk Cousins all day long. Andrew Maxwell is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's it like taking over for a legend, I guess?
It's different. I mean, it's a challenge. I get asked that a lot, and what I have to be careful is that I can't try to be Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins had a great career. He did a lot of great things on and off the field. He was a great presence in our locker room. But I can't try to be him because we're different people. What I have to do is I have to continue to be myself. I have to be the guy that people have known since I got here in 2009. The relationships I built, the friendships I built in the locker room, if I continue to be that and continue those on, I think that's going to translate better than anything.
Can you do the same things as Kirk Cousins?
Can I do the same things?
Yeah, come on, win.
Can I win? Can I complete passes? Time will tell. I think so.
You got a little banged up during spring ball. How's that?
The knee's doing well. Obviously, it was unfortunate what happened. It wasn't major, but it was spring, so we felt that holding me out of the last couple practices would be the best thing just to make a full recovery. But through our athletic training staff and their help, I've been able to make a full recovery. I've been able to do everything that was asked of me in summer condition. I've gone through every workout. I've gone through every drill. So I don't see it being a problem come training camp.
Were you worried when that happened in spring ball that you weren't going to be able to do some of the things that you wanted to, getting to start, getting to learn, maybe somebody else behind you making a little, gaining a little ground? Did you get nervous about that at all?
I wouldn't say nervous, just more so disappointed because it was my first spring as the starter. And because I really did feel like I was starting to hit my stride and we were starting to hit our stride as an offense, and as a first offensive unit, up to the time that I got hurt in the first spring scrimmage. And up until that point, we had a couple of great practices. And I remember coming off the field saying, I really feel good about where we are as an offense right now. And the offensive line was playing great. I was feeling comfortable. And then when you get hurt and then you can't take any more reps and then you have to take, you know, the infamous mental reps, which aren't nearly the same. It's just disappointing, but it added a little more importance to the summer. It's definitely going to add a lot more importance to training camp.
Talk about your offense a little bit. What do we expect this year?
I think a lot of the same. We've got 8 guys on our offensive line coming back who have started the football game for us. So obviously that's going to generate some great competition there, and I feel like competition brings out the best in people. So if they're coming every day with that mindset to work and to compete for a job, that's going to really solidify that. And a great offense really starts with a great offensive line. As far as the receivers, that may be a big question mark in the media for us. Obviously, we lost some great players in B.J. Cunningham, the leading receiver in Michigan State history. Keyshawn Martin, who was a playmaker for us for 4 years. That could be a question. But what I can tell you is that we have the talent there, and we have the ability to be the playmakers that we've had in the past. What we need is experience, what we need is reps, and those guys are workers, those guys are competitors, and they're going to come every day with a worker's mindset to earn a job, and they're going to be playmakers for us.
You had a teammate here that just had a horrible diving accident going off the back of a boat. He was your long snapper. How's his progress?
He had surgery yesterday. He's expecting to be released from the hospital tomorrow. Obviously, very unfortunate, very scary, something that could happen to anybody, really. But the important thing is that he's going to be able to make a full recovery. He'll be able to walk. He'll be able to lead a normal life when he makes his recovery. I don't know the future of his football career, but obviously that kind of takes second place and takes a backseat to the more important things, is that's continuing on with a normal life.
Your running back situation, it seems like you could pick any of the guys. There's been good depth at that running back situation, and Le'Veon Bell looks to be the guy that may be able to lead you guys this year. Talk about your backfield behind you, because you can be a better quarterback when you got a good running game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we have, with the offensive line and with the backs we have the potential to have maybe the best ground attack in the Big Ten. Obviously, Le'Veon is the guy who had a big year last year. He's been getting a lot of the press, but Larry Caper, who was my age, he had a big year back in 2009 when he was a true freshman. He scored the winning touchdown in overtime against Michigan, so he's got game experience. He can be a playmaker. Nick Hill, who took back our kickoffs last year and did a great job doing that. He's a smaller guy, but he's quick and elusive and can find holes and really make plays there. So with the depth we have and with the offensive line, I think we can have a serious ground attack.
What about on November 3rd getting the big red machine, the Huskers, coming into your place once?
Probably a little revenge game.
Yeah. Yep. Obviously, the game last year did not go as we had planned. Just a game we really couldn't get anything going. And give all the credit to Nebraska. I mean, you guys came to play, and that was a hard-earned win for them. But getting them at home, I think it'll be different from both teams, because it'll be the second year that we've played each other, so they're going to have a little more familiarity with us. We're going to have a little more with them. I think both teams could probably look at last year's tape and take something away from that and make adjustments. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. That'll be a big game for our season.
Last minute here with quarterback Andrew Maxwell of Michigan State. How's your Hail Mary throwing ability? Just in case.
You know, it's something Kirk kind of revealed us after that. That's something we practice that every Thursday. Those are the last plays we run at the end of practice. So that's something that we'll be prepared for if we need it, and I'll be confident in my ability to execute.
You actually practice that?
Oh, yeah.
Right. How many times did you complete it?
How many times did you complete it? Well,
does it matter?
Well, we usually run it on air, so hopefully every time.
Last question. I noticed going through some of the profiles of the guys that are here and on the team, you guys seem to have it together everywhere. Everybody's talking about your defense. You're talking about this great offense. Off the field, the Athletes in Action program must be pretty strong on campus there at Michigan State.
Absolutely, and that's something that's been a huge influence in my life. Obviously, I grew up in the church, and that was something very important to me, was to continue my walk with Christ. And they've given me every opportunity and every resource that I had. I've met a lot of godly people, and they just made my walk and my faith that much stronger, and that's something that's been very important to me and very important in my college life.
Well, no matter how good number 8 was, a BCS bowl is still out there for this Michigan State team. You guys look like I'm already thinking Michigan State going to be back in that championship game, and that's with Nebraska and Michigan State battling on November 3rd. That may be what it comes down to. Andrew, we'll let you get to the next spot. Thanks so much for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate it, and it was great to meet you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Andrew Maxwell, he is the starting quarterback for the Michigan State Spartans, and they will open their season, of course, with Boise State. We talked with Coach D'Antonio about that. And they have Notre Dame coming in. They've got a lot of great games at home. Ohio State's at home. Nebraska is at home. Their key road game, they do have to go to Michigan, to Wisconsin, then Nebraska comes in. The exact opposite of last year, Mike.
Yeah, they go back-to-back at Wisconsin and at Michigan. Michigan first, then at Wisconsin, then at a home game against Nebraska. So if they can get through, those three ball games, Michigan State's going to make some noise this year.
Their schedule's a killer. Is a killer.
Right off the bat, Boise. Yeah, right off the bat, Boise State. We talked to about, and then 2 weeks, Notre Dame. So look for Michigan State. Boy, it's going to be tough for them.
There are no easy games out there. We are surveying the room here. There's Eddie George, who's just walked into the room to see what's going on. We have Brett Bielema close here. We hope to get a chance to chat with him. And Northwestern starting to come into the room. Just the way the day goes, you'll get a heavy inundation of two or three teams, and then we'll be catching up with more folks throughout the day for tomorrow's show and all that going on here. The Doug and Daddy Show continues on, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition, Kearney and Grand Island. We're back to Chicago after this.
One four-letter word to describe this year's fair, and that's best. You and your family are going to have the best time at the fair this year. Enjoy the rides, games, all your favorite fair food, plus some real first-class entertainment. And with a little luck and some help from your friends at Midway, you just might win some free tickets and wristbands for the rides. Just like us on Facebook, and your name goes in our hat. Now you'll want to hold on to your hat when you're cruising Kearney in your new midnight black Camaro convertible. Wait till you see it, and if you think it looks good, wait till you drive it. Now this year, haul the 4-H calves home in style with some help from your new Silverado. Over 50 to choose from and discounts up to $9,000. Make it a Midway Best Buy. They're ready to roll and ready to work at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. A proud presenter of this year's Buffalo County Fair.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Live music happens regularly at Bullseye's. And this weekend, plan on hearing Sean Cole. Hits the stage at 9 on Saturday.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Out here, we know that most luck comes from hard work, goals, and sticking to it. We live in a place where great ideas meet great passion. And a hard day's work isn't just for some days, it's every day. Where the people support business and agriculture, and business and agriculture support the people. Creating a culture where anything is possible. That's why we're proud to have been born and raised here in Nebraska. By the Lake State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
For this afternoon, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine. Do have a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm with a high temperature of 94. Then for tonight, we'll reach a low near 64 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 86.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Big Ten Media Day is brought to you in part by our friends at Bruce Furniture, Carney Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. As we roll along, let's talk a little Purdue Boilermaker football. Unfortunately, we don't get a chance to see Purdue, but we might not want to see Purdue if you're a Nebraska fan this year. Ricardo Allen, junior corner out of Daytona Beach, Florida, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ricardo, thanks so much for the time. You've been kind of through the gauntlet already this morning. How have you held up?
Oh, held up pretty good. They didn't ask anything too bad. It was really good, though, going through.
You guys were talking about, because we're not in, obviously we're here, you're in there, you're getting a lot of questions not about Purdue Boilermaker football, and that may not be the most respectful thing out there. Does it already, what do you think when people don't really know a whole lot about Purdue or talk about them being in the spotlight for having a good season or a great season?
I actually like that a lot. That gives us a chance to come up from behind and just stab everyone in the back and just put a little dicey in there, you know, just come up from nowhere and do good on that hand.
Talk about your defense. Naturally, the defense for Purdue, it looks like if there's a question mark, it might be in the front defensive line. Is that true?
Yeah, defensive line is doing really good right now. I think it's going to be one of the stronger points of our team this year. We've been playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but now they're all juniors and seniors. They're experienced, and I think they can make plays that they wouldn't make when they were little.
Talk about the guys that are going to be in the defensive backfield with you and the experience and how you might have to mentor a couple of them, and a couple of you guys are back again.
We have Josh Johnson at corner. We have me. We have a freshman, a redshirt freshman, Frankie Williams. We have a junior, Normando Harris. Those are all the corners. And we have, right now, our safety play is up for grabs. So we have Max Charlo, who started a lot of games, and I think he will be contributing a lot. But we have different styles of safeties. We have run safeties and we have pass safeties, depending on who we play.
Last year, you guys were, what, ninth in scoring defense, ninth in rushing defense in the Big Ten, and, what, tenth in passing defense, ninth in total defense. What do you guys have to do to be better? What do you have to stop everything, or what do you have to be better?
We take away one aspect of the game, and then when we do that and every team start trying to run on us, then we stop the run, then everybody try to pass on us. We can try to stop the pass, and I think it'll all bond together, and we'll make teams have to mix it up more instead of a team coming in and just having a game plan to run the ball on us or a game plan to pass on us.
Ricardo Allen is with us. He's the junior corner out of Daytona Beach. How'd you end up at Purdue?
I really had a good trust when Coach Holt came down. I had a good feeling about the school, and it's always been one of my childhood favorite schools growing up.
Caleb Turbush takes over. He's your quarterback. Tell me a little bit about the offense coming out of spring. How did they look to you?
They look great. They look explosive. We have a lot of fast players on the field. Caleb's doing great controlling the offense. We have three quarterbacks that everyone know of that has won a very good amount of games, and I think if things go the right way, we can be really good with them.
Raheem's getting a little bit of a pub too, and on special teams as well. I remember being here last year at Big Ten Media Days talking with Coach Hope and the emphasis on special teams. Talk about Raheem and talk about the special teams of this squad.
Raheem, he's one of the best players I've seen. He's a great kick returner. He's one of those players that have the ball in his hand. He's going to make a play no matter what happens. Last year, he was the number one kick returner in the country, and he has all kinds of trophies and awards for that. And he's great, and Coach Gibbity does a great job with special teams, because my freshman year we had the number one kickoff team in the Big Ten, and last year we had the number one kick return team in the country. So I think if we keep going on that way and we just bring the whole special team together, that'll be a great part of the team that we can use to beat people.
You guys open up against Eastern Kentucky, then you got a road game playing at Notre Dame. You're looking forward to going to South Bend?
Yeah, I went there my freshman year, and it was a real nice place to play, and I think this year will be a good time to go play, and I think it'll be a good game.
Ricardo, we'll let you get on to the next stop here, and hopefully we'll see Purdue. I guess I got one more question. With all that's going on with Penn State and Ohio State being ineligible, somebody's got to try and track down Wisconsin. You guys are going to have that
it's going to be Purdue. If anybody tracks down Wisconsin, it's going to be Purdue. Is that something that you guys embrace, or is it kind of too early to tell with all this off-the-field stuff at other places?
I feel that's something we have to embrace. If it's Wisconsin, if it's anybody else, I feel like we still have to take every game and play it to the fullest, and we have to try to win every game in our division. Because if we play down to our division because we have two players out, when we play against the other division in the championship, that's the best team from that side that won every game. So if we play down to the two teams that's not allowed to play on our side, it might not look good in the Big Ten championship.
All right, buddy, we'll let you move on. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great season.
Thanks for inviting.
You bet. That's Ricardo Allen. He is the starting corner for the Purdue Boilermakers, and we're pleased to have him join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Kawan Short is going to roll in. He is going to be a man that's going to anchor that defensive line and trying to stop people on the line.
His name doesn't match his frame, though.
Jeez. He's not short.
No.
A big man looking good here today. Kawan, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel like I'd be rich if everybody say that to me. If I get paid for it, I'd be rich right now.
Well, we just talked with Ricardo about the defense getting better and improving in every area. We asked him about the guys that are in the defensive backfield with him. Tell me about the guys that are on the line with you. And fill us in, since Nebraska doesn't get to play Purdue, there's not a lot of Nebraska fans that are going to know what's coming back for Purdue. Tell us what you guys got.
Well, just as a defensive line, I feel like we can be great. But right now, we okay. We need this count. We need this fall count right now to get each other straight and get each other on the road. So when the season come around, hopefully we'll be great. We have the potential. We have the candidates for it, the starters, the non-starters. Everybody will play on this defensive line.
Mike Will, Doug Duda along with us here on ESPN Radio. Kawan Short joining us on the program. It was last year got off to two close games, maybe against a competition that you had hoped to get off to a little bit better start. There were some key injuries on this ball club. It doesn't take long maybe for hopes to get dashed if it doesn't start off the right way. Is there a new approach or anything that you're going to tweak a little bit as a team, as a unit, to approach this year maybe a little differently?
We embrace the process, but just as far as knowing that anything can happen on this team, as far as injuries or anything, you know, so we already have in our mind that we have the ability to, you know, have non-starters come up and do their thing. So we feel like we can be a whole dominant team if we just, you know, everybody can work and compete against each other, the non-starters too. So when their time is called, they do what they need to do.
You are the MVP from last year of this team, first team all-conference defense. From a leadership role, is that something that you have to learn? Is that something you embrace? Do you have a couple other guys on the defense that you look to in that leadership role, or is that something that you take on?
Well, just as far as being selected as captain last season, I had to, you know, step up my vocal leadership and, you know, and example, leading by example. So now it's, you know, I got to do everything. So just as far as, you know, being a returning captain, other guys looking up to me as far as how our teammates chose captain. So and just more respect coming from the teammates in general.
Give me something cool about Purdue. If I'm going to go, I know you got a young lady on the basketball team from Nebraska, KK Hauser. We know who she is. Talk about what you do when you're at Purdue. If somebody comes out, wants to watch a football game or any athletic event, what makes Lafayette so cool?
What makes Lafayette so cool? I say the people that's in it. Everybody do something different. Just far, I mean, it's not much, you know, like Florida or somewhere like that. But I mean, just when we all are together, it's just fun, total time. You don't need to go out. When everybody's together, you have fun no matter what.
Hey, Ricardo just got back over here. You ever have to slap him around a little bit, get him in line?
I give him a noogie from time to time. You know? Just far as him, you know, being young, but you know, just playing around. We all joke with each other, and there's nobody, you know, out the circle. So we all in the circle. We all have that chemistry with each other, and we all hang out, text. So it's nobody's out the circle, and we all just, you know, have that with each other.
We'll let you get on to the next spot, Kawan. Thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope Purdue has a great football season and maybe can make some noise and a challenge for the division title.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks, man. Kawan Short joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, talking a little Purdue football here in Chicago and Media Days. Very busy, and I think Caleb Turbush, we just will make the trifecta here for Purdue. We've been talking to some of the big guys on the other side of the ball. Caleb, thanks for the time. Doug Duda, Mike Will from ESPN in Nebraska, thanks for popping down. Every once in a while, we forget we got to introduce ourselves because they're just dragging them from place to place. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, I guess.
Well, we're doing good. You went through all the media stuff here this morning. Some of the guys say that they're talking more about non-Purdue stuff than they are Purdue stuff.
Yeah, that's been the vibe today.
We kind of knew that coming in, but we talked a little defense with the guys. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see on Purdue's offense this year.
We got a bunch of people coming back, receiver-wise, with Antavian, Gary Bush. Tommy Thomas is going to be playing some, too, and then our tight ends. I feel like we got a bunch of people across the board that can make plays, and Coach Nora is going to call the plays. And when we execute, good things are going to happen.
Talk about the offense, some things you have to do better this time around to maybe have a more successful season this year.
I'd say one of the things is capitalizing on big plays. We didn't have too many of them last year. We had some here and there, but big plays is something that can change games and big time and big momentum changers. And a lot of times it comes down to momentum at the end of the game. And if you have it, then the it's in your favor. So, I mean, taking advantage of big plays and the other side of it, taking care of the little things, pre-snap things like snap count and staying on side and little assignments here and there, just taking care of the little things and knowing what's going on.
Purdue quarterback Caleb Turbush joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about, from your standpoint, how it's a lot different last year getting a chance to go in and start for the first time at Purdue, now returning, and things that maybe the nerves aren't there quite as much. What's the feeling going in as the starting quarterback, returning starting quarterback, as opposed to the first time last year?
Well, after having a year under my belt, it's definitely helped with my confidence and made me a little bit more comfortable in there. And being able to see more things, little things before the snap, coverages, maybe a blitz read or whatnot, and being able to change things before the play, I feel like that there's some of the things that I've learned over the past season and during this off season, and that I could apply to this season and be able to help our team to win some games.
Tell you, your defense had some problems last year, gave up a lot of yards, gave up a lot of points. Really puts a lot of pressure on your offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that means that you definitely got to try to match the other offenses, whatever points they're putting on the board. But I feel like this year with our defense, we had some new coaches come in, and the guys picked up on it real quick. The defense, they just kind of gave them everything, and they picked up on it real quick. Once we got towards the end there, it got kind of tough playing our own D. And we're really looking forward to see what they can do once we go through camp and acquire more learning and apply it to the field.
You start off with Eastern Kentucky. You go to Notre Dame. We look at the way you have to start the conference, though. Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State. It's all one game at a time. I get it. But any individual can see that is going to be a tough, tough way. But you get to play at home. That has to be, for the football team, that has to be, a glimmer of light there, that you're playing at home against good football teams. The atmosphere could be electric. And if you can get by Notre Dame, you can come into that game, I would think, 4-0. Do you allow yourself to put yourself in that frame of mind?
I mean, really, like you said, we take it one game at a time. But when it comes to that point, I'm sure we'll be ready. We'll be well prepared. And right when we hit Michigan at home, that first conference game, it'll be a tough one. But we definitely feel like we have the talent and ability to be able to pull a couple wins out there. And it does make it a little easier having them at home. But we also have to go to Ohio State that third week into the conference season. So, I mean, it's just going to be a three-week grind right there. And I feel like we got the people and the mentality to take care of it.
And you had that same stretch flip-flop home and away. You come in after getting beat at Michigan and at Wisconsin kind of rather handily, but then you bounce back and you get the Ohio State win. What were you feeling like, though? We talk about Nebraska is not, maybe the fans aren't quite as used to the grind of playing a stud every single week in this conference. There aren't very many breathers. When you get done with two massive games like that and you have another huge team like Ohio State, how did you feel?
It was a must-win. I mean, if we wanted to get to where we wanted to get last year, of course, we all wanted to get to a bowl game. We knew that we had to win that Ohio State game. Otherwise, it hurt our chances real bad. And we were able to pull it out in the end there with Robert scoring that last touchdown in overtime. And it definitely gave us a boost for the rest of the season. We dropped one there to Iowa. That hurt, but we were able to finish there in Indiana and make us bowl eligible for the first year in a while. So it was definitely good, and we're ready to get back to it.
Went to the bowl game and beat Western Michigan in the bowl game.
Little Caesars Bowl. Yeah. Did you still get free pizza?
We did not get any pizza, actually.
What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
They're college guys. Who wouldn't want free pizza?
Well, it didn't work out that way.
Well, Caleb, thanks for stopping by. I know it's been a busy day. We'll let you get on to the next site. Have a great year with Purdue. As we told a couple of the other boys, I'd like to see you guys challenge for the division title.
Oh, we'd like to.
All right, man.
Take care. Appreciate it.
Caleb Turber, starting quarterback for Purdue here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. It's been a busy, busy time here, Michael.
Yeah, this is my first event. I'm still trying to grasp everything that's going on. They're kind of in a break ahead of us, so and that's where we got a lot of interviews going on. They'll start back up in the rooms at 1 o'clock this afternoon, but we still got a whole lot more and a whole lot of people to talk to this afternoon.
We're going to keep on rolling. We need to take a break, though, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back with more from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island right after this.
Come on in and get a great buy when you visit dryplumcreek.com from your home computer and see Plum Creek Motors today.
When prices are so high, they're getting you down. You need to come to the best place in town. Come on and get a great buy. Great buy. Come on and get a great buy.
You always get a great buy when you see Plum Creek Motors in Lexington. Plus, when you visit dryplumcreek.com online, you get to browse through a tremendous inventory of Central Nebraska's largest full-line General Motors dealer. And remember, if they don't have it at Plum Creek Motors, they can get it for you. The year's best deals are closer than you think, because right now it's easier than ever when you go online and see dryplumcreek.com. Let them put you in the driver's seat today. 1111 Plum Creek Parkway across from the Dawson County Fairgrounds, Lexington.
Come on and get a great buy.
Plum Creek Motors, online at driveplumcreek.com. Save big today.
Bubba Watson, 2012 Masters Champion and Cox Classic alum. Keegan Bradley, 2011 PGA Champion and Cox Classic alum. Jason Day, 2010.
The names you see on the leaderboards today are also the names you've seen at the Cox Classic presented by Lexus of Omaha. See today's competitors, tomorrow's champions, and a nationwide tour event Thursday through Sunday, August 2nd through the 5th at Champions Run. The Cox Classic is an entire week filled with excitement and fun, including the Michelob Ultra 19th hole, featuring national recording artist Kelly James on Saturday night. There's something for the whole family with Family Fun Day on Tuesday and Saturday's fireworks display. Go to CoxClassic.com for all the fun-filled activities and events.
Zach Johnson, 2007 Masters Champion and Cox Classic alum. JJ Killeen, 2011 Cox Classic.
See tomorrow's champions compete today at the Cox Classic presented by Lexus of Omaha, July 30th through August 5th at Champions Run. Tickets available at all Great Western banks and CoxClassic.com.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is online all the time with not only our local live Doug and Daddy show and local games, but now the national ESPN shows like Mike and Mike, The Herd, and more. Just click on the Listen Live link at ESPNSuperstation.com. Take us along on your mobile phone as well. Just download the TuneIn Radio app and make us a favorite. Oh, yeah. We're on your radio, too. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
For this afternoon, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine. Do have a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm with a high temperature of 94. Then for tonight, we'll reach a low near 64 degrees. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 86.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days. Doug Duda and Mike Will, and
The Big Ten Media Day is brought to you by Complete Nutrition, the nation's fastest growing franchise in the retail supplement segment, has announced the launch of a new formula, the Charger Pack, a three-pack system designed to replenish men's natural hormone levels as they age and attack stubborn fat. So seek Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island. And here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio in Central Nebraska, Danny Hope, we got a chance to have Coach Hope on last year. We complete the Purdue trifecta. We already talked to your kids, Coach. Hey, thanks for giving us some time here today. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on the Doug and Daddy Show. I love the way that sounds.
I appreciate it. When we talked with you last year, optimism was so high. A couple of kids then end up getting banged up. You rebound strong, as we just talked to Caleb, of finding a way to get into a bowl game and win that bowl game. That can only give this team some momentum as you get ready to attack this season.
That was huge for our football team. Began the season last year with great expectations and hopes, if you will, and then right off the bat we lose our first top two quarterbacks. Fortunately, we had Caleb Turbush on board. He became the starter a week before the opening game. He has a great composure about him. I was really impressed with the way he handled the situation. And when the season was all said and done, he had a fine year and had really developed himself into being an outstanding quarterback. Going to the bowl game was huge for our team. We had a lot of fun. The people in Detroit were great to us. It wasn't that far from home, so it was a short trip. We had a lot of fun, and we won. and that was key. The momentum carried right on into the pre-spring training and conditioning. We had an outstanding spring practice. I thought it was one of the better spring practices that I've been a part of. And we've had over 90 players on campus for about 8.5 or 9 weeks straight. So a real commitment from our football team, a great collective effort, a lot of good players coming back, a lot of team speed, experience at the quarterback spot, some real reasons to be optimistic this upcoming season.
Well, we're looking ahead on your schedule, Coach. We already talked about Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, back-to-back-to-back. Talk about that stretch.
Well, that's obviously a real challenge, but in my mind, it's what you make of it. We're going to have to play those teams anyway. So whether or not they're all in a row or spread out through the course of the season, it's all the same to me. You've got to take each game one at a time, week by week. The fact that those three games, they run consecutively, to me, is really not that big of an issue. It's who they are and what they have on their team. That's the challenge, not where they fall at in the schedule. Those are outstanding football teams with great players. It will be a big challenge for our team and program.
Purdue football coach Danny Hope joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we talked a little bit about it with the kids. With the off-field problems at Penn State and Ohio State, somebody's got to challenge Wisconsin. And it would seem that somebody is Purdue. You guys were already being mentioned for taking that next step. Do you throw that out to the kids? Do you say, hey, we got a chance to be the spoiler this year, and we've got to, or how do you motivationally use that, if at all?
Well, a lot of people have alluded to the fact that there are two teams in our division that aren't eligible to be the division champions. And so from a mathematical standpoint, those that are eligible, your odds have increased some.
Yeah.
But it's still, when it's all said and done, it's going to boil down to the same thing that it always has, and that's winning. You still have to play good, and you have to win a lot of football games. Even though those teams aren't eligible, you still have to play them. So we're going to have to play good, take care of the football, be a much more disciplined football team. We're a driven football team. I think that our players really want to win, and they want to win big. And I think the bowl experience last year just made them a much more bowl-hungrier football team. So, obviously, we think that we will be contenders for the division title in seasons ahead of us. We can't wait for it to get here.
Tell me a little bit about Kawan Short. I mean, here's a kid that was first-team all-conference. He's preseason first-team all-conference this year. Seemed like a great kid when we talked to him, and he's a heck of a football player.
He's got a tremendous upside. Really, really proud of Kawan. Coming out of high school, he was a real talent, but he was very much a developmental player, and he's gotten better and better and better. He has made tremendous progress in the last year. He has greatly reduced his percentage of body fat. He has greatly increased his lean muscle mass. He was projected as a potential third-round pick at the end of the season last year. He's predicted right now to be potentially a first-round pick if Kawan can play best on a more consistent basis, he will make a huge impact on our football, to our football team, to our season this year. He'll be one of the premier defensive players, not only in the Big Ten, but potentially on the national level. So the sky's the limit for Kawan. He's motivated. You guys have met him. He's a class act and great people.
Yeah, the other guy we met was Ricardo Allen, your defensive back. Talk about him.
Well, he's a heck of a football player, and he was a star as soon as he came on campus. He was a freshman All-Big Ten defensive back his first year at Purdue. He has accrued several pick sixes already in his career. He has a chance to set the record at Purdue. He's a heck of a player with a lot of experience, a lot of drive, a lot of ambition. But the guys that are lining up in front of him can really impact his season. Last year, for the bulk of the season, I didn't think we really did a good job of manufacturing much of a pass rush, particularly early in the season, and that puts your back half in a pickle.
Yeah.
If we can manufacture the pass rush with a quality pass rush with Kawan Short and Ryan Russell and Brandon Taylor and Ryan Isaacs and Bruce Gaston and all the good defensive linemen that we have coming back, that could put Ricardo in a position to get a lot of takeaways, some more pick sixes, and that could really bode well for not only he, but our team as well.
Well, Coach, I know you're keeping busy. Thanks for stopping by. Hopefully Nebraska and Purdue can tear it up here on the field sometime real soon, maybe December.
I'm hoping so. You know, it's again, an honor to have Nebraska in the league. It's far away. We've never played them, so it doesn't seem real sometimes. But hopefully this year we'll get a chance to play each other.
Coach, have a great season.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
for
so much.
Me on your show.
You bet. Danny Hope, Purdue Boilermaker, head football coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Pleasure to have the coach on the program here today. They're going to be my dark horse. They're going to be my dark horse.
Are you kidding me? That's your dark horse in the Big Ten?
Not
to win the title, but to make some noise?
I think they can. You just don't know.
Statistically, boy, there's a lot of improvement. Defensively, they've got to come up with a much better defense in this conference to really make some noise, don't they?
Well, they've got 8 returning starters on offense and 7 on defense, and so that's a place that you have to start. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big Ten Media Days. Michael, a couple more on the baseball brackets because we did want to touch on that. If you still have that pulled up, if you can run down who the teams are playing.
Well, I got the Omaha side of things. The Omaha side, again, the Lincoln Pinnacle Bank has got the first game on Saturday against the Millard Sox. That'll go at 10. Then Hastings Five Points Bank going to be playing the second ball game at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. They'll play KB Building Services. The bottom half of the bracket has PI Midwest, which I think is the Omaha Creighton Prep team. They'll play South Sioux City at 1 o'clock, and then the last ball game at 7 o'clock on the first day will be DJs up against T. Hurt Construction. And as that tournament kind of unfolds, we'll try to get the schools and all those Omaha teams, all the Lincoln teams, and naturally everybody these days for American Legion Baseball has got the corporate sponsors and everything. But we'll try to move on. But we'll have that game for you on the Saturday afternoon. 3:45 pregame show. 4 o'clock will be the first pitch. We'll have it on 1230 KHAS.
Kearney will be hosting. It gets underway Saturday at 10 a.m. at Memorial Field when Judd Brothers plays Pinnacle Bank. And then at 7 o'clock, well, on that side of the bracket, Kearney and Associated Fire. That is Papillion La Vista South, a very tough side of the bracket for Kearney. Roof Tech Wildcats take on Grand Island Home Federal at 4 o'clock Saturday in Kearney. And Scott's Bluff is in that district as well. They play at 1 o'clock in the afternoon against T. Hurt Construction. If Kearney happens to get beat that first round, the last game on Saturday, they have to play the first game on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., which obviously is just a little strange, isn't it?
Especially if you're the host team, I think you would have a little bit more pull for your tournament, huh?
Well, that's, I guess, the way it all breaks down, and we will touch more on that. The Class A Juniors State Tournament at Bellevue for Kearney Post 52. They play the Sports Clip Wildcats at 1:30 in Bellevue on Saturday afternoon. That is a 1:30 contest for Kearney Post 52 on Saturday. Let's take a look at the Class B Senior State Bracket. Seward and Aurora will play at 11 a.m. This tournament is in Wahoo. Broken Bow, who won 2 games last night to qualify, will play at 5 o'clock against Omaha
Roncalli. Those are the teams from our area. And finally, taking a look at that Class C senior state bracket, the Class C senior state baseball tournament will be held in Valley. Sutton has the first game at 10 in the morning against Valparaiso. And then you will also have St. Paul qualifying. They play Waterloo Valley, the host, at 7 o'clock, and they're on the same side of the bracket there. And, of course, for Jeff O'Neill made it in, bro. Your alma mater will play West Point at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Class C seniors.
We haven't talked on our food from last night. By the way, our first night in Chicago went very well. Danny was always telling me about how you guys eat on this this road trip. You didn't disappoint me last night, bro. We went down to Ditka's place, yeah, the coach's place. We found it in Chicago, downtown Chicago, and we had dinner there last night.
Well, I knew you'd be fired up. Had to take, you know, you go someplace, you want to go out, you want to see what's going on. And
how about a 22 ounce T-bone steak last night with macaroni and cheese bites? Your plate was also filled up last night.
Yeah, a very good filet, and maybe we can find some more after a hard day of work today. Folks, don't forget, before we get out of here, that our ESPN poll, what type of move is it for the Yankees to get Ichiro Suzuki? 73% of you said solid, 27 said great. Who is more likely to dominate at the London Olympics, Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt? Overwhelmingly, Michael Phelps. And then the story that came out today, here's your poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on it today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Pick up points for the Hy-Vee Rewards Club. Mike, would you have supported the NCAA if it handed Penn State the four-year death penalty? And the story coming out today, Mark Emmert, the NCAA president, said, we told Penn State that this, if they do not sign off on the penalties that they did announce earlier this week, they would have received a four-year death penalty, which I think they've already went too far. But this, I cannot, we talked about it on the show, that you knew with Penn State not reacting in any kind of a negative fashion from the trustees that they just took their medicine and they're kind of sitting on their hands. I cannot believe that one man, and then you can go ahead and say there was the four or five others, however you want to say, could just destroy a university out of the hands of the NCAA. I think, would you have supported it? Not only no, hell no, I would have said. Are you kidding? I mean,
you've been against the death penalty all along.
Yes.
And you were virtually against the sanctions and the penalties they handed down, too.
I think it was too severe, and I guess we've talked about that on the program here today. We do have some cuts before we get out of here, Jeff, if you want to pull those up, from Coach O'Brien, who spoke earlier today here at Big Ten Media Days. And Coach O'Brien, first up, was asked, how did he keep the team together after all those penalties?
First thing I did after the 9 a.m. press conference on Monday is I had a 10 a.m. meeting. And I talked to our players about a number of things. And it's not really like me to tell people what I speak about in team meetings, but I will tell you that number one is I talked to them about the education that they're receiving at Penn State. It's a world-renowned institution. 600,000 alumni will tell you that. I talked to them about their commitment to each other. I talked to them about the bond that they formed with this football staff, a fantastic staff that cares about their players. Good teachers, good men, good fathers. I talked to them about adversity. I gave them my own story, my own personal story on adversity as it related to my wife and I with our son Jack. And I talked to them about each one of them have stories of adversity in their lives. Our coaches have stories of adversity in their lives. And the measure of a man is how you overcome adversity. I talked to them about, without a shadow of a doubt, they're going to be able to play 6 to 7 bowl games per year in front of 108,000 screaming fans in Beaver Stadium. And I expect it to be 108,000 fans in Beaver Stadium. I talked to them about this staff and our ability to develop these guys for the National Football League. I told them that this staff isn't going anywhere, and we're committed to the 2012 football team. So those are some of the things I talked to them about. As far as other schools on campus, I said my piece on that yesterday. I have no idea what schools were on campus, nor do I care. And I will tell you that that's about all I have to say on that.
And that's all I have to say about that. Coach O'Brien talking about that would be weird to have other people kind of sneaking around on your campus.
I'll tell you what, that man, how many questions do you have answered today about this? Is anybody even going to talk about his football team while he's here?
Well, he at least addressed that, and he said he was asked how he feels about the team that he currently has in place.
Well, again, I'll start on the offensive side of the ball. I felt good about many of the positions. I'll start with the offensive line. You know, when I took the job, many people told me, you know, your offensive line isn't very good, and I would beg to differ. We've got some guys there that had excellent spring practices. We've got good depth there. We've got athletic guys there. We've got smart, tough guys there. So I've been pleased with the offensive line, and also obviously their development in the weight room hopefully will show up when we start practice in August. You know, the quarterback situation, Matt McGloin's our starter. He's smart, he's tough, he's competitive, and I'm proud to have him as the starting quarterback at Penn State. We've got depth at wide receiver. We've got 3, 4, 5 guys there, Justin Brown, Allen Robinson, Alex Kenny. We've got Evan Lewis coming back on the football team. We've got a number of guys there, Shawnee Kersey, that we think can really help us and play well. Our tight end position, again, is we've got decent depth there. We've got 3 or 4 guys that can play. Gary Gilliam, Jesse James, we feel good about that. Our running back position with Silas coming back and with Billy Belton there and Derek Day, feel good about the depth there. Defensively, feel very good about the front seven. Jordan Hill, who will be here today. Mike Mowdy at linebacker. Gerald Hodges is a preseason All-American. Expecting him to have a fantastic season. Our secondary, led by Stephon Morris, Malcolm Willis, two seniors that are good, tough, smart football players. I think we're going to be in good shape there. So, you know, we feel very good about where we're at defensively. And special teams-wise, we put in all of our schemes there last spring, and hopefully we'll be able to go out and be a good special teams unit too.
That is Coach Bill O'Brien. One other question that was asked of him, how successful does he feel his team's going to be this year?
Well, again, the key is, number one, is to keep this 2012 team together, which right now it is together. And we've got to continue to communicate with our players, and that's what we're doing on a daily basis, minute to minute, we're communicating with these players. So that's number one. And then moving forward, you know, again, I've said this this morning, and I've said this over the last couple of days. You know, I've heard the talk that this is so bad, and, you know, what are we going to do? I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. I see it as an opportunity. I see it as a little bit of adversity that we need to overcome. I came from a league where there were 53 players on the roster, 8 practice squad players, and 45 players on the active roster, 21 on offense, 21 on defense, 3 specialists on game day. So I'm pretty well aware of how to handle a roster of 65 scholarship players. So we have plans in place. I'm not going to get into the details of those. They're already in the works. But I don't think that's as bad as everybody says it is.
Well, no matter what, Mike, it's going to be a tough row for the boys over at Penn State, but so far they're saying the right things here today.
Yeah, 4 years, at least 4 years of that stuff. So they're asking plenty of questions. We're getting plenty of answers today. They're not shying away from anything here.
No, they're not. Doug Duda, Mike Will with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and let's continue with our live interviews. Graham Pocic, did I get it right, Graham?
Yes, you did.
All right, I wanted to double-check. Illinois center, big man on campus, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio in Central Nebraska. Thanks for the time, Graham. Appreciate it.
No problem. I'm happy to be here.
I'm looking at your going over some things here, and when we talk Illinois, we talk that up-and-down season from last year. Coach Zook, so optimistic. Everybody in the media seemed to think hot seat. And you guys got off to such a great start, and then the snowball just couldn't be stopped, and then find a way to win a bowl game yet at the end of the year. Talk about that emotional roller coaster last year that this team went on.
Yeah, it definitely was an emotional roller coaster. It had, you know, the ups and lows. Starting out 6-0 was great, and losing those last 6 games was heartbreaking for us because we had such high expectations, you know, especially after that 6th win against Northwestern, and
We had Ohio State coming in town for the seventh game, and when we lost that, it was pretty devastating, but we just couldn't recover. I don't know why, but it's hard to explain.
Losses to Ohio State, at Purdue, at Penn State, home against Michigan and Wisconsin, also at Minnesota before you finally tasted victory again against the UCLA in the bowl game.
Yeah.
Talk about recovering, at least finding a way in that bowl game, even after Coach Zook had been let go.
Yeah, they let Coach Zook go, and we had an interim coach, and he just talked about having fun and going back to playing football, and that's what we did. We went out to San Francisco and had a great time and playing in that bowl game, and yeah, I'm sure UCLA, I mean, I'm sure they had a good time too, but it was some good competition with them. We just went out and had fun, and we ended up winning the game.
And it wasn't like you guys were getting blown out in that stretch last year either. It wasn't like one thing happened and that you could point at one thing. But at what point, there's plenty of times in my life I'm going, what in the world, in a nice sort of way, is happening yeah. here? I'm guessing you guys had to have those moments.
Yeah, it was tough because our defense was playing so well during that stretch too. If you look at the scores, I mean, they were shutting teams down, and it was frustrating for us as an offense to go out there and not be able to put up the points we needed to win. You know, losing at Purdue, losing at Minnesota, those games were just unacceptable. I mean, even the Penn State game, we still should have won that game. So it was a frustrating season for us offensively, definitely. Our defense ended up being ranked in the top 10, and the fact that we couldn't win more than six games because of how we played is almost devastating.
Talk about the offense. Was there one specific part of your offense that didn't work?
It was pretty much everything. We started out hot in those first six games, and you know, A.J. Jenkins was a first-round pick from who played receiver for us, and he was hot during that stretch, and once the team's kind of focused on him, you know, we really didn't have anything else we could do offensively. It was really frustrating. It was hard to deal with.
Well, let's move on to this year and start over and see if we can get 6-0 again. Graham Posick, the center for Illinois. You've moved on. You're the MVP coming out of spring practice. You had the focus and the vision to get this team back on track. Talk about having that. That's got to be a little bit of a special honor, but talk about being focused for spring ball.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't dwell on things like last season. You need to move on and move forward, or else you're never going to get past it. So, you know, this spring with Coach Beckman coming in, he did a great job of getting us to compete, and I don't know how I got that award. I just went out there and blocked. So, yeah, you know, we all had a great spring offensively, and we're building off that with a great summer and now going into the fall.
Well, what to say for an offensive team when your center is the MVP, huh?
Yeah, and you got a great quarterback in Shieldhouse, and you got some great talent over there. What's Coach Beckman been like so far? What's the main difference? Not good or bad with Coach Oak, but what's the main difference from him, and how's he been?
I don't know if it's a big difference, but Coach Beckman, he's a very energetic guy, and he puts a big emphasis on, you know, doing things right on and off the field, and he's got us constantly competing in grades and, you know, in the weight room, practice field. You know, we lost my team lost the spring game, so I missed out on steak dinner, and I had to eat beans and weenies, so I wasn't too happy about that, but, you know, it's the little things like that, getting you competing for, constantly competing is just, it's fun. It makes football fun.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go back to the steak and the beans and weenies. What kind of food guys here? That's what they have for the spring game there in Illinois,
yeah.
if your winning team?
That's a Beckman thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Winning team gets a nice steak dinner catered, and we get beans and weenies, yeah.
Graham Posick with this last minute. You had a lot of people after you coming out of high school. What sold you on Illinois?
I grew up an Illinois fan, and Coach Zook really recruited me well, and I believed in the program. I believed in Coach Zook, and it being so close to home, it was a perfect fit for me offensively and the type of offense that they ran. And I wanted to come to Illinois and get into a program that consistently is at the top of the Big Ten. That's why I came here.
What's been the most surprising thing about playing football in the Big Ten? We keep bringing up the grind of playing a great team every single week. Is that the most surprising thing, or is there something else that when you were in high school you would have never thought about going into your senior year in college?
Yeah, I mean, you play a great team every week, and that definitely is surprising. There really isn't any very, like, there isn't any bad teams. Any week you can lose to anybody. I mean, it shows a lot about the competition level in this conference.
Well, Graham, we'll let you move on to the next spot. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Nice to meet you guys.
Have a great season.
Thank you.
He is the starting center, coming off that MVP in the spring, but trying to finish the season off this year. Graham Posick with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Mike, the one thing about Illinois last year, yeah, they were 6-0, but then, you know, they started with Northwestern and Indiana, and they beat Arizona State, who was ranked at the time 17-14, which really got them into the national spotlight. But all the tough games, the really tough games, were in the second half of the season.
But you mentioned that they were never really blown out. They played Ohio State, lost to them 17-7. They lost to Purdue on the road 21-14. They lost at Penn State 10-7. They lost to Michigan at home 31-14. Wisconsin 28-17. At Minnesota 27-7. So that might be another team that could maybe cause some noise this year, a break here and there. Maybe look for Illinois.
Speaking of a break, we're going to take a final one and then wrap it up for our Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture.
Some difficulty in the grain futures market. Market news brought to you by BG. Your farm machine's running smoothly at KansasBG.com. We started off on a positive note, but the markets have caught up with the forecast, which now is calling for some rain across parts of the Midwest and corn and soybean growing areas, and so that has shaded our markets just a little bit. September corn is now down 6 3/4 cents at 787 3/4. December is down 6 at 782. Soybeans on the losing end to 2. August beans at 1685 3/4. That's down 8.5. September beans at 1626. That's down 14.5. August soybean meal is still up by 20 cents at 5.30, but September is down $5.20 at 5.04. August soybean oil is down 40 cents at 51.84. And we'd seen some pretty good numbers with wheat, but Kansas City wheat, now the September contract is on the losing side, down 11 at 8.93. December is still up strongly, though, at 9.22 3/4. That's up 24 3/4 cents. So some mixed numbers, but trending down in the grain futures markets. Let's take a look at where we are with the livestock markets at this hour. August live cattle doing pretty well, up 35 cents at 118.30. October up 17 cents at 123.10. August feeder cattle on the plus side as well. August feeders at 135.50. That's up 82 cents. October is up 22 at 139.72. Lean hogs performing well. They did yesterday also. August lean hogs up $1.35 at 95.90. And October is up $1.12 at 81.32. So while we're losing some ground in the grain futures markets, the livestock is trending up. From MidAmericaAgNetwork.com, I'm Craig Mead.
And now the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
The Make Room for Savings event is going on now at the Home Depot, with our best values of the summer for any project and every room. Like 10% off all appliances of $397 or more. That could make a lot more features than you thought possible, possible. So make the trip to the Home Depot and make room for savings. Going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Offer valid through August 8th while supplies last. U.S. only. See store for details.
This summer's weather is pushing the crops along enough to make us think about the harvest season. Start planning ahead with the help of Stadler Implement of Minden. They have a great line of Kubota tractors along with Mayrath, Badco, and Wheatheart augers in various lengths and capacities. Look over the line of Kubota and Country Clipper mowers at Stadler Implement of Minden. And for a summer grilling taste like no other, it's a Green Mountain Pellet Grill from Stadler's. That's at Stadler Implement in Minden.
Want more? You got it at Buffalo Wild Wings. Unlimited wings are back through the end of August, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You get all the wings and fries you can eat for a great low price. That's right, all the wings and fries you can eat. Try them with more than 20 great signature sauces and seasonings. But you better hurry. Unlimited Wings ends August 31st. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
B-Dubs in Grand Island just off 281 and BuffaloWildWings.com.
All right, we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, wrapping up our Thursday edition. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Coach Tim Beckman of Illinois joining us on the show. But for now, we want to thank all the folks that joined us on the program and wrap up our program for today. But tomorrow, Coach Tim Beckman is going to join us from Illinois to get things started off. We'll be back on the air at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, live from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you by Complete Nutrition and Bruce Furniture. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.